Well, it's time now for the Hiawatha Locker Room Chat here on KNZA 103.9 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network, as we start with the girls here this evening, joined by head coach Stacy Jasper, as the Lady Red Hawks at one point here about a week ago, winners of five straight. They were on a five-win run going into the Hiawatha Invitational Tournament, won the first two games, and then a tough loss at Troy, and then on Tuesday night, a tough battle at Nemaha Central coming up short there. Coach, just want to chat with you a little bit. You know, the girls were playing lights out, big wins over Jackson Heights. And then, obviously, you knock off Marysville. That was a big win as well, I feel. And honestly, you gave Troy all they could handle for the first half of that game, but then they made some adjustments and come from behind and win that one. Talk about the girls for that stretch up until things kind of turned there and how they were playing going into the weekend of the HIT.
Yeah, we felt pretty good going into our home tournament. We, like you said, we had a nice little run there with a nice string of wins, and going into our home tournament, started off with Jackson Heights and kind of handled them pretty easily. That was good, a good tip off, or a good kickoff for the week. And then Marysville was a good battle for us. They were very physical, and that game kind of came down to the wire. And then, you know, we were really looking forward to that rematch with Troy. And as you said, I mean, that was a great game. In fact, we were tied with just 3 minutes left in the game, and then went ahead and lost by 11. But the score kind of didn't show the true colors of that game. But yeah, the girls have been playing well and just have been really stepping up. We had a tough one last night with Nemaha, but kind of maybe as expected. So we'll see if we can't get back on track.
Yeah, and, you know, we talk a little bit about the offense because it seems like, and again, you talk about Nemaha Central playing, obviously, a very tough defense, and you've got some teams coming up, Riley County, Holton, St. Mary's, that are all going to challenge you that way as well. But offensively, you know, it's kind of, and we've talked about this before, you guys are either on scoring 60-plus points or not, where you're down to about, you know, 30, 35. The girls, are they, you know, sticking with the system and sticking with kind of what you're preaching at them here? Do you think they're still in this one, feeling good about the season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the great thing is I don't feel like our confidence has gone down or anything like that. You know, we had a good week last week and knew this week, man, what a challenge it's going to be. But, no, the girls they're totally bought in. And, you know, we've been trying to improve daily, and yeah, we definitely have come up against a few, I guess with the Troy game and last night with Nemaha, you know, we found ourselves in a little bit of a drought offensively, but, I think we can get that fixed. And like I said, hopefully kind of get back on track with these teams. They'll be big physical teams again. So we'll see how we match up.
Yeah. Riley County coming into this Friday night, with an undefeated Big East record. And then you've got Holton, at home as well. So you have actually three home games, at home. In fact, actually of your, seven games left, it looks like five of those are at home. Your only road games at this point now are at Sabetha and Riverside. And on top of that, if you guys can get the opening round sub-state game, you guys host sub-state as well. So, like, you guys could be on the road just twice more the rest of the season.
Yeah, the cards are definitely in our favor for the month of February. And, yeah, we've started looking ahead and seeing where we're going to kind of line up. But, you know, we got to take game by game and take care of these league games first and then see where we end up.
All right, very good. Well, I do want to ask you one other quick question just about the program in general. Obviously, you've got a lot of younger gals playing here this year. What do you think about the future of the Lady Red Hawk basketball program? Obviously, this year has been successful, I would say, obviously, and you still look to do some damage and make a push here into the postseason. But what about going forward? Like I said, you've got some sophomores starting. You've got even some younger underclassmen who are getting quite a few minutes off the bench. What do you think about the future of the Lady Red Hawk basketball program?
You know, I'm actually really excited about it. And those thoughts have crossed my mind numerous times. You know, we're going to lose two big seniors, this year, but, like you said, we've got some underclassmen. We've got a real nice junior class and a couple of sophomores that have been giving us plenty of time. And even our freshman class has a couple of players that have definitely improved through the season. So, I think we're looking forward to the future and hopefully we've got some players that'll step up and we'll be able to come back just as strong next year.
All right, sounds good. Again, Coach Stacy Jasper, good luck here this Friday and next Tuesday. Games at home versus Riley County and Holton, and we'll check in with you next week, all right?
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Seth.
All right, again, Stacy Jasper, head coach of the Hiawatha Lady Red Hawks. The Red Hawk Coaches Show is brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Carl's Body Shop, and Hiawatha Implement. We chat with the head coach of the boys program coming up right after this.